Hi, so I'm Adam. I'm the owner of a plumbing and heating firm, and I also own a digital marketing company called the Papa Leonum Effect, which embodies virtual assistants as well.
Wow, there was a lot going on in there. Let's do those one at a time. So tell us a bit more about the first business.
So my first business is my bread and butter, what you could say. So by trade, for the past 15 years, I've been a plumbing and heating engineer.
Right.
Worked for many big companies. Now I own my own company, so I'm running that. And then it's funny because I found a solution for my own problems within that company. I was getting home a bit anxious, a bit depressed and overworked,
right,
having to do all my calls, my emails, quotes. So I ended up hiring a virtual assistant from the Philippines,
right,
to do a lot of that work for me. I showed her everything, you know, how to do it. I trained her in that way and I automated it and systemized it so that I didn't have to go back and forward every day between us, so she could get up, log in and just automatically do it, because it was just a pain,
right,
for me to continually have that conversation, yeah, and dialogue with her every day. So that birthed out of the first company, and it's called the Papa Leonum Effect, which is Latin for the butterfly effect.
Okay.
So it's to help people transform their life from the caterpillar phase into the butterfly phase, you know, and I help them with a bit of philosophy and a bit of tinkering of their own mind. I help them, you know, become a better person and help their company become better with the VA.
Wow, okay. Yeah. God, I still feel like there's a lot there for us to probe. So you mentioned digital marketing. Where does that fit into the equation?
So the digital marketing side is more down to, I have obviously a lot of VAs already on board that can help with, you know, a lot of people do have a digital marketing aspect to go about, because we live in two worlds. We live in a physical world and a digital world. So, you know, we have to balance out both worlds. So I try and, you know, help people with both sides of those things and try not to get lost in either or. Like I say, it's about the balance. So the digital marketing side is obviously the VAs that are able to help with all your digital elements, basically, to cut it short. Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of businesses do you think you can help?
To be honest, there's no business that I don't feel like I can't help.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Yeah, because all the elements are the same. If you're looking at it from an equation standpoint, all the elements are the same. It just has kind of different inputs. And it's weird because it's hard for me to give an example, but when I'm put in a situation where you give me the information to go on, I'm able to compute a equation that will help you get to a point where you might be able to see your path clearly, clear the brain fog. I have to understand the individual first in order to kind of say, okay, look, this is where you're going wrong or this is where you're going right. I always say, like, the symbol for my company is the scarab beetle. So it's got a bit of Egyptian mythology behind it. And the scarab beetle, it symbolizes navigation. So without you pointing your compass in the right direction, you don't really know, you know, kind of where you're going. So you have to kind of think, you have to be present, but also think in the future, futuristic tense, so that you kind of know, okay, what direction you're taking, because 1 degree could lead you somewhere totally different.
This has gone deeper than I expected it to.
Sorry.
Don't apologise. That's great. So you talked there about the name of your business is, it was based on a Latin phrase.
Yeah.
You talked there about the symbolism.
Yeah.
That's the right phrase in terms of the beetle that you mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're coming across as a very kind of thoughtful person, that you think about things, that you analyse things quite a lot. What makes you tick away from work then? What stuff are you passionate about?
To be honest, like, the passion for me comes from seeing other people's lives now transform. Like, that's my life's work. When I was younger, you know, you like your football and all these kind of things. I'm a motorbike rider, so, you know, owned my dream bike, had a Ducati for a time. Got rid of that, the family was happy. But for me now, it's my journey helping other people's journey.
Yeah.
I don't see that as work anymore.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm giving, hopefully I'm giving to them, and I can give to other people, you know, what they desire and help them achieve their dreams. And like that, you can't put a price on that. And for me, like, it just I just love, like, I'm lost for words now because thinking about it, when I help people, I just really love it, to be honest.
That passion really comes through, and you know, I can tell the way that you speak about it that you really do enjoy doing that. If anyone wants to find out more about you, more about the things that you do, maybe get in touch with you, what's the best way for people to do that?
So I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me on either Yorkshire Green Heating LinkedIn or the Papilionum Effect. So Papilionum is spelled Papilionem, because it is a very tricky one. I didn't think of it at the start when I set it up, but I'm keeping it that way because it embodies so much.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, well, thank you for your time today. It's been really good to chat to you.
Thank you for your time.